be the glory to God, be the glory to God, be the glory for the things he has done with his love. He has saved with his blood. He has raised me to God. Be the glory for the things he has done. The blood prevailed, the blood of the living Lord, power to save, just as in olden days the blood prevailed, no matter what others say. Thank God the blood prevailed, the blood prevailed, the blood of the living Lord, power to save, just as in olden days the blood prevailed, no matter what others say. Thank God the blood prevailed. Real, 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 Christ so real to me. I love him because he gives me the victory. Many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. A real, a real, a real, a real, 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 Christ so real to me. I love him because he gives me the victory. Many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. A real, a real, a real, a real, 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 Christ so real to me. I love him because he gives me the victory. Many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Don't let Satan enter in your army. Don't let him enter in. He wants to skulk and fight you. Oh Lord, I'm coming. Help me from falling. Don't let him enter in. Don't let Satan enter in your army. Don't let him enter in. He wants to skulk and fight you. Oh Lord, I'm coming. Help me from falling. Don't let him enter in. Don't let Satan enter in your army. Don't let him enter in. He wants to skulk and fight you. Oh Lord, I'm coming. Help me from falling. Don't let him enter in. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home, he will tell the story how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home, he will tell the story how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by. I am going home on the morning train. I am going home on the morning train, 'cause the evening train will be too late. So I am going home on the morning train. I am going home on the morning train. I am going home on the morning train. For the evening train will be too late. So I am going home on the morning train. Some sweet day, I am going home on the morning train. I am going home on the morning train. 'Cause the evening train will be too late. So I am going home on the morning train. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. It's banner over me and it's love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. It's banner over me and it's love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. It's banner over me and it's love. And it's banner over me and it's love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. It's banner over me and it's love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. It's banner over me and it's love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. It's banner over me and it's love. And it's banner over me and it's love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. It's banner over me and it's love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. It's banner over me and it's love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. It's banner over me and it's love. And it's banner over me and it's love. Closer than a brother, my Jesus is to me. He's my dearest friend in everything I need. He's my rock, my shield and hiding place. Closer than a brother, Jesus is to me. Closer than a brother, my Jesus is to me. He's my dearest friend in everything I need. He's my rock, my shield and hiding place. Closer than a brother, Jesus is to me. Closer than a brother, my Jesus is to me. He's my dearest friend in everything I need. He's my rock, my shield and hiding place. Closer than a brother, Jesus is to me. The blood prevail, the blood of the living Lord, power to save. Just as in olden days, the blood prevail, no matter what others say. Thank God, the blood prevail, the blood prevail, the blood of the living Lord, power to save. Just as in olden days, the blood prevail, no matter what others say. Thank God, the blood prevail. Thank God, the blood prevail. Thank God, the blood. Thank God, the blood. Thank God, the blood prevail. Oh, take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning. And thank you, Sister Minister Simone, for the time. Very spirited praise and worship. Thank you, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting each and every one of this morning here on the Master's Call. I am your sister, Ruth Smith, here in Atlanta, Georgia. We are blessed to be here today, Thursday, March 17th. And some of you may be wondering, how did this call get started? Well, I believe the Lord selected our powerful co-founders on October 25th, 2010, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and gave them the vision of the Master's Call. And I thank the Lord that they were able to work together as sisters with one spirit to get this call started and continuing on for almost 12 years now. We stand on Scripture, Psalm 88 and 13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Please visit our website, themasterscall.net. Once again, themasters with an S, call.net. All of our messages have been archived there, including the speaker's bio. So that way you can find out more information, more detailed information about the speaker that comes to you 5 days a week here on the Master's Call. Our theme for 2022 reads, "God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs." If you're listening to this call today and you are led by the Lord to be a blessing to us and to all that listen as a greeter, a psalmist, a host, or perhaps you have a word that is in your spirit to share with the Lord's people, you may, or even if you have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all information and inquiries to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. So some of you may hear about a company formerly called Artist International, which was established by the DSD Leon family well over 30 years ago. The company is now called Artist Life. And directly after this prayer call is our morning motivational call. And that's held Monday through Friday. It's a group of dynamic leaders with information about awesome health products. That number is 667-770-1525, PIN 294-617. Once again, 667-770-1525, PIN 294-617. And if you need a bypass number, because we definitely don't want anyone being charged for this call, you can dial in at 716-293-9707. Once again, 716-293-9707. We're just so grateful today. We thank you, Lord, in all that you do for us. You've never done another thing. You've done more than enough. So I will introduce our speaker shortly. And after I introduce the speaker, I will pray for our speaker and pray for this call. And then the next voice you will hear will be our speaker. I'm so excited to introduce our sister minister, Candy, today, Candy Wilson. She gained a great deal of respect, and the Lord truly blessed her early on in her career with Xerox, FedEx, GE, and DBM. She was a sales executive, managing consultant, executive coach, and vice president. So you can truly say that the Lord blessed her as she climbed up the ladder of corporate success. She's been the owner of her company called Metamorphosis Group, and what a profound name that is still relevant today. Candy is definitely a woman after my own heart because she has a background in helping homeless and praying for people, which, as most of you know, I just enjoy being able to share the blessings of the Lord with others, and Candy has done just this. She also has a background as a licensed teacher, so when you hear her speak to us and give us an encouraging word on today, you will hear the teacher in her, the compassion, the zeal to be able to explain things in a practical way, not above our heads, but meeting us right where we are, because that is the divine spirit that is within Sister Candy. We are truly blessed to have her on our leadership team. So right now, I will go ahead and start with our prayer. And after the prayer, the next voice you will hear will be our dear minister, Candy Wilson. Let's prepare our hearts, mind, body, soul, and spirit, all that we have here today. Remove all the distractions from us, Lord, so that we may hear from you as we begin our morning prayer on the Master's Call. Lord, we come before you today, albeit virtually. We are here in different parts of the country and even the nation, Lord. We are all on one accord in corporate prayer with meditation and hearts and mind, first and foremost on you, because you are the giver of life. We thank you, Lord, for our two leaders, Lord, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pakola. Please continue to give them strength to press forward on this call. So many are dependent on this call, many that we may not know and many that we do know. So continue to impart a fresh word and anointing and bless their bodies and their spirit every day to press forward for you. Lord, I ask that you bless our sister minister, Candy, as she comes before us today to give an encouraging word, to infuse the people with a mission, with a mandate, to encourage us to continue at your feet, Lord, to honor you and only you through our works, our communities, our families, through our friends and our loved ones, our extended families, and those that we may meet from day to day. Let her light continue to shine. So many will not read the Bible or read other works that are spirit-led and divine, but they will indeed read us. They will read our works and our actions. Continue to let Sister Candy be a light to her family and to this leadership team. We are grateful for each and every member on our leadership team, Lord. We thank you. We honor you. We ask that you bless every family represented on this call, every spoken and unspoken prayer, every situation. Bless this nation, this country, the universe, Lord, for you are in control. We will not walk in fear. We will walk by our faith and our belief system in the Creator who gives us our very next breath. We stand before you, Lord, this morning on one accord and in agreement that your word will go forth. You are indeed a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathways. At this time, we will hear from our speaker, Minister Candy. Are you with us?
Had my mute on. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Oh, great. Great, great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Roof, for hosting today and for such a warm introduction. Thank you. Thank you. And I've got to correct a thing. My last name, I know the first part of my last name is Jelano, which is somewhat difficult when you're looking at it, but it really is pretty simple. It's like Jello, Jell, then an N, the letter N, and then an O, Jelano Wilson. So thank you again for that introduction. Minister Simone, thank you for your praise and song this morning. And thank you all for what you do. Minister Cynthia, it is an art to making people feel welcome and comfortable enough to shout out their names, state from where they're calling, and to take their place in our telecommunications sanctuary. Thank you all for your contributions. Dr. Piccola and Dr. Vanessa, you guys are the threads that are so intricately woven in and through this call. Not only did you birth it, but you remain a delicate part of the day-to-day blessings brought forth to our listeners. And all of you who dial in, thank you for taking the time to call in to hear a word from the Lord. I thank God for, again, Dr. Piccola and Dr. Vanessa birthing this call. And as it was called in the beginning, the Master's Morning Call, and has since converted to the Master's Call. I am in honor and I am just delighted to come before you once again, and I count it a privilege and a joy to bring forth the word from on high. Let's pray. Psalms 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing," just as we did this morning. "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." So, Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for this call. We thank you for another opportunity to serve you, to honor you, to praise you, to glorify you, to lift up the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Master. All of you, Lord, and none of me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. TNC family, we have control over three things: what you think, what you say, and what you do. In other words, how you behave. It is important for us as Christians to recognize that we are having an influence on other Christians, on non-believers, and on how God sees us. About what we think, the Word says in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought," that's what we think, "to the obedience of Christ." Sin starts in the mind. So that is where we have to stop it. If we stop it in the mind, it will never get to the heart to manifest into acted out sin. Number two, what we say, and number three, what we do. Today, I want to focus on those two, number two and number three, what we say and what we do. I want to talk about being mindful of what we do and what we say. We as Christians can't just go about our day doing and saying whatever. We can't, because we have an audience. We have an audience of believers. We have an audience of non-believers. And we have an audience of God himself. My topic today is, someone is always watching. You know, I never want to be the person who holds a lost soul back. I don't want to be that person who lives one way behind closed doors and a different way in public. I don't want my prayers to just reach the ceiling. I don't want my praying to be in vain. Not me. Mm-mm. You know, we Christians engage in conversations with people in a Christian setting, such as in the church, perhaps at a Bible study, when we're around a spiritual person, quote unquote, or in a Christian group. And during those times, we tend to be on our P's and Q's. We are in a quote unquote right frame or do right frame of mind. So we're careful not to say or do things that might make us otherwise look unsaved. But do we as Christians really stop and think about how we are representing God? Have you ever thought about how the things we do and say affect non-Christians? Sure, we all worry about what our Christian friends and acquaintances think about the things we say and do, but how often do we really think about how non-believers view us? In fact, what we do and what we say affects the non-Christian around us far more than it does Christians. I recall meeting a woman. We had a conversation, and during the course of that conversation, I thought it was established that we were both pretty grounded and rooted Christians. Well, ironically, a week or so after I met her, I saw the same woman sitting in her car, the window open, she was parked, she was talking on her cell phone, and I started to approach her. And she didn't see me, thank God, but I could hear her conversation, what was coming out of her mouth. And I'm so grateful that she didn't see me because she was using words, foul words, expletives, and the most profane words and descriptions and names that you could ever imagine. I have no idea who she was talking to or what the conversation was about, but I just heard all of this foul stuff coming out, and I'm like, oh, my God. I think we sometimes forget about some of the things in our lives that may get in the way of our prayers being answered or us reaching our goals. We need to remember that we should be walking, talking examples of Jesus. What you think about a non-believer, what you think a non-believer thinks about you when they hear you criticizing another Christian, we need to think about that. What do you think they think when they hear you criticizing or talking down about another church denomination or another church? Or just observe you in gossip, talking about somebody or something in a negative way. And what do you think they think when a crude word that we might use and that we have decided it's okay, but it's questionable, and we know that it's questionable. What do you think about those things? And what about the little lies, little white lies that we tell, or when we're just being deceptive about something? What about the time we rip somebody to shreds because we're angry and we couldn't control it? We want to give them a piece of our mind. Yes, we all have been guilty of one or more of these acts, but we need to stop and think about how these behaviors affect the non-believer who hears them. We need to listen to that little still voice inside of us, and it's always there that tells us, no, that is not the Christian way to do. We need to try to represent God as best we can. We don't want to give the non-believer any more reason than they already have to justify their non-belief. They should be able to look at us and wonder, what is it about this person? What is it that that person has? And they should want to get it as well. I think the greatest sin, if there was a degree of sin, and there is not, there is no degree of sin, all sin is the same in God's sight. The greatest sin a Christian could ever engage in my opinion, is doing something that could give a non-believer fuel for their choice to not believe in God. There was a lady for whom I have been praying. She's an atheist, and I would love to see her have a change of heart and surrender her life to God. But will that ever happen? I pray it does. But because she has her own free will, I don't know if it will. I don't know. She's the one who has to control that. All I can do is continue to pray for her and lift her up to God and believe that she will see the light. What I do know is this. I don't ever want me to be the stumbling block that keeps her or any non-believer from spending eternity in heaven. I will try to make sure that the words that come out of my mouth, the acts that represent the way I live my life, and the love that flows from my relationship with Jesus are the things that she will look at and hopefully someday begin to wonder about. I can't make her choices for her, but I can. What I can do is make sure that my choices represent my God in a positive way. We're talking about someone is always watching you. This should resonate with every Christian because isn't that what it's all about? Through our lives, the way we live, we are to lead people to a decision of confessing Christ as Lord and Savior and to developing a desire to know and obey the will of God as it's revealed in Scripture. Mark 15:16 says, He said to them, Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. We are to shepherd the people. John 21:16 says, Jesus said, Take care of my sheep. Acts 20:28 says, Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Acts 5:20 says, Go, stand in the temple courts and tell the people the full message of this new life. The purpose and objective of ministry is the same for all Christians, to save as many people as possible for the kingdom of God before Christ returns. Jesus spoke directly about our responsibility to represent him in Matthew 5:16. He said this, In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Yes, we need to let our good deeds shine out for all to see. But we also need to recognize that our bad deeds are out there shining for the world to see as well. The non-believers around us are watching our bad deeds far more closely than they're watching our good deeds. And we owe it to Jesus to do the best we can to honor his sacrifice. And we need to recognize that the lost of the world are watching to see how we're doing. The other thing we tend to forget is, even when people don't hear us, or see us in what we're doing all the time, God does. God is all-knowing. God is all-seeing, and he is omnipresent. He is everywhere all the time at the same time. God is the ultimate judge. He is the one who determines how well we are doing. He is the one we want to please most. And if we're pleasing him, we don't have to worry about what people see us do, worry about what people hear us say, or be concerned about where we go. Again, nobody else around, when nobody else is around, God himself is watching every single move we make, every single thing we do, and he hears everything we say. Even our thoughts. He knows them as well. In closing, I'm going to read a poem written by Lois Blanchard Eades. The title of the poem is, If Jesus Came to Your House. If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you would do. Oh, I know you'd give him your nicest room, to such an honored guest, and all the food that you would serve him, I know it would be your very best. And would you keep assuring him that you're glad, you're so glad to have him there, that serving him in your very own home, oh, this is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you have to rush about? Would you meet him at the door with outstretched arms and welcoming your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change those raunchy clothes before you let him in? Or hide some dirty magazines and put the Bible where they had been? Would you turn off the radio and hope that he had not heard and wish that you had not uttered that last nasty curse word? Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus just walk right in, or would you have to rush him out? And I wonder, if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing all the things that you do? Would you go right on saying all those things that you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? And would you find it hard at each meal to pray and say grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books that you read? And let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere? I mean, everywhere you plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plans just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet you and meet your very closest friends? Or would you hope they would stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? You know, it might be interesting, the things that you would do if Jesus Christ in person came to spend some time with you. TMC family, Jesus is not visiting us. He lives inside of us every day as Christians, as believers. He is inside us every single day. He hears and sees everything we say and everything we do. The Holy Spirit is there to lead us always and guide us and keep us from saying and doing things that are not pleasing to him. I am grateful for the sweet reminder not to do or say things contrary to the word. And I hope you will remember the poem, If Jesus Came to Your House, and think about it as I do. It can also serve as a reminder that someone is always watching you. Back to you, Minister Ruth.
Well, we bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in our mouths. Lord, we ask that you restore the virtue and give fresh, new, and more encouraging messages to our dear Minister Candy Gillanew Wilson. Lord, we thank you and we honor you each and every day, and we pray over each and every prayer request that is brought before us here on the Master's Call. Next, we invite each and every one after this call, it is Testimonial Thursday, to the new Morning Motivational Call at 667-770-1525, PIN 294617. Once again, new Morning Motivational Call, 667-770-1525, PIN 294617. And if you'd like to hear the playback of this message this morning, please dial in to 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677. Once again, to hear the playback, 712-432-1085, PIN 957-67. Thank you again to our psalmist, the first time hearing from Minister Sister Simone there in Canada. Thank you, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for greeting each and every one of us. And again, thank you to our speaker, Minister Candy Gillanew Wilson, for your powerful message this morning. I'll ask you to come back now and give us the benediction.
Father God, as we leave this call, but we're mindful that we never leave your presence. We never leave your presence. I pray that we will be mindful of the fact that you are always with us, always with us, not only watching us to protect us, but watching to guide us and keep us from saying and doing things that are offensive to your word. I pray that we will see and hear you more clearly, that we will follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name I pray. TMC family, be blessed and be a blessing to somebody today. God bless you. Bye-bye.